Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. If you want to email me, you can do that at dictionarypod@gmail.com, on Twitter at dictionarypod, and also a Patreon page if you want to give me a little financial support, since it does take time to make these. And also, you will get some exclusive episodes if you spend a certain amount of money, which currently is $5 a month. What those exclusives are, I am not entirely sure, but if you have any suggestions, I would be open. There's a lot of other books that are, you know, kind of like dictionaries or encyclopedias that might be kind of fun to read. But first entry for today is going to be a fun one. What the hell does this say? Acanthocephian. A-C-A-N-T-H-O-C-E-P-H-A. Oh, that's an L. L-A-N. Acanthocephalin. And I'm just going to check the pronunciation. Acanthocephalin. Yep. This is a noun from circa 1889, and it just has a synonym. It just says spiny-headed worm. It's a spiny-headed worm. This is from the Greek acantha, A-K-A-N-T-H-A, which means thorn or spine, plus the word kephale, K-E-P-H-A-L-E, which means head. And there's more information at the word cephalic, C-E-P-H-A-L-I-C. Acanthocephalin. All right, next is acanthus. This is a noun from 1551. 1. Any of a genus, acanthus of the family Acanthaceae, the acanthus family, of prickly perennial herbs, chiefly of the Mediterranean region. 2. An ornamentation, as in a Corinthian capital, representing or suggesting the leaves of the acanthus. And they have a little picture. It says acanthus 2, and it's the top of a column, very ornamental. This is from the Latin genus name from the Greek acanthos, and acanthus from acantha, thorn. That means thorn. And that was a similar etymology for the previous word. Next is the word acapella, A-C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. This is an adverb or adjective from 1864. And just the etymology real quick says, in acapella, in chapel style. And the definition is without instrumentational accompaniment. So anybody who has even a slight knowledge of music was probably already familiar with this word. I learned quite a bit about a cappella when I was a child. There was a show, I think it was just like a one or two hour special, I think it was produced by Spike Lee, called Do It A Cappella. And it was filled with amazing a cappella singers. There was an album, a CD, that I got and I listened to all the time, and still when those songs come up, I very much enjoy them. A couple of the groups that were on there that I can remember off the top of my head are the Persuasions. That's a group that is decades old. Also, Rockapella. Some of you may remember them from the show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. That's an African group. They were also featured on Graceland, Paul Simon's Graceland. Many, many other really great groups on there. So, and of course, a cappella has had a big resurgence in recent years. Pentatonix, I know, is one of the big popular ones. Moving on, acariasis, A-C-A-R-A-A. Did I say that right? A-C-A-R-I-A-S-I-S. Acariasis. This is a noun from 1828. Infestation with or disease caused by mites. That's not something you want. Next is acaricide. A-C-A-R-I-C-I-D-E. This is a noun from circa 1879, a pesticide that kills mites and ticks. Acaricidal is the adjective, and this is from the word acarus plus I plus side, C-I-D-E. And when you ever see C-I-D-E at the end of a word, it usually means something related to killing or death. Next we have acarid, A-C-A-R-I-D, noun from 1881, any of an order, and then in parentheses we have acari, synonym acarina, with an A at the front, of arachnids, including the mites and ticks. So clearly this is related to the last couple of words. And acarid is also the adjective form. Next is acarus, or acarus. This is a noun from 1658. It says synonym is mite, especially one of a formerly extensive genus, acarus. This is a genus name from the Greek akari, A-K-A-R-I, which means a mite. Next is acatalectic. A-C-A-T-A-L-E-C-T-I-C. Acatalectic. This is an adjective from 1589. Not catalectic, as in acatalectic verse. So if you know what the word catalectic means, this is not that. This is from the Latin acatalecticus, which is from acatalectus, which is from the Greek acatalectos, A-K-A-T-A-L-E-C-K-T-O-S, which is from A plus catalegin, which means to leave off. And there's more at the word catalectic. I figured that. Next is acolescent, acolescent, A-C-A-U-L-E-S-C-E-N-T. That C-O-U kind of threw me off. This is an adjective from 1854, having no stem or appearing to have none. Etymology is combining A plus the Latin colis, C-A-U-L-I-S, which means stem. And there's more at the word whole, H-O-L-E. Next is A-C-C. This is an abbreviation for the word accusative. And if you want to know what accusative means, you'll just have to wait a few episodes. Next is accelerando. I'm right off the bat, I'm assuming this is musically related, but can also be something else. This is an adjective from circa 1842. Means gradually faster. Used as a direction in music. Oh, I'm so smart. This is from the Latin accelerandum, which is a gerund of accelerare. Yep. Next, we have another form of accelerando. This is 1889. Plural is accelerandos. It's a noun, which means a gradual increase in tempo. Next is accelerant, or accelerant. Yeah, accelerant. Noun from circa 1909, a substance used to accelerate a process, as the spreading of a fire. So, if something were to make a fire spread faster, that thing would be called an accelerant. Next we have accelerate, and this will be our last word for today. This is a verb from circa 1530. One, to bring about at an earlier time, as in accelerate their departure. Two, to cause to move faster, as in accelerated his steps. Also, to cause to undergo acceleration. 3a, to hasten the progress or development of, as in accelerate our efforts. 3b, the synonym says increase, as in accelerate food production. 4a, to enable a student to complete a course in less than usual time. 4b, to speed up as a course of study. And then there is a, I think it's telling me it's a verb form. We have a new set of definitions. 1a, to move faster, gain speed, as in the car slowly accelerated. 1b, synonyms are grow and increase, as in inflation was accelerating. 2, to follow an accelerated educational program. Acceleratingly is the adverb. And with that, we will end the episode. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. And please spread the word if you know anybody else who might be interested in hearing some idiot read the dictionary. Thank you, and goodbye.